Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you've joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ.
My ways are higher than your ways. Our verses for today are Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. A casual reading of these verses might lead us to believe that God wants us to be sure of the difference between the divine and the human. My ways are higher than your ways is a pretty strong delineation between God and us. However, I do not think that God is making a show of his power. This whole passage is labeled a hymn of joy and triumph. Israel will be restored. We cannot purchase God's grace, but he gives it freely. His covenant with Israel will be glorified. All good news here. The next few verses are a call to repentance. Seek the Lord. Let the wicked forsake their way. Return to the Lord, and he abundantly pardons. Again, all good news. The problem with us humans is we tend to be dissatisfied with all this good news, and we ask, why? How can God do these things? Why would he want to, after his children have been disobedient and abandoned him? There are no answers to our questions, and the next verses, 8 and 9, tell us we never will understand. My thoughts and ways are higher than your ways, he says. Most human beings are naturally curious. We want to understand how things work. We want to understand why certain things occur. We want to understand what motivates certain individuals to behave a certain way. And we can, to a certain extent, using scientific methods. We have found explanations for things that puzzled human beings for hundreds of years. Knowledge can grow. We can learn new things. Understanding, however, is different. There are things that are beyond human understanding. The miracles that Jesus performed are examples. How can Jesus walk on water? How can water become wine? How can the dead live again? Think Lazarus here. We simply cannot understand. So we are left with faith. Faith that God's plan is better than our plan. Faith that he loves us and cares for us. Faith that ultimately we will come into his presence. His thoughts and ways are higher than ours. I do not think I can stop being curious and wanting to learn new things, but I can accept the truth that I will never understand everything, and that too is part of God's plan. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, so many times our cry is a loud why. Even in our pleading, we know that only you have the full picture for each of us. Let us be thankful for your love and your guidance, trusting that you will lead us where we should go. Amen. This devotional was written and read by Pat Scruggs.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.org.